From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news first, the headline. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurates model of saline tolerance tilapia fish cultivation pond. Kim Jong-un mourns death of North Korea's former propaganda chief. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated the saline tolerance tilapia cultivation modeling managed by the Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries in Karawang Regency, West Java, on Wednesday. In his remarks, President Joko Widodo said the model, located in Sukajadi Hamlet, North Pusajaya Village, Cilebar District, is expected to capture promising global market opportunities.
Dan yang paling mungkin sekarang ini adalah.
And what is most likely to explore now is tilapia, raised in these fish ponds. Tilapia fish have a huge world market demand. In 2024 alone, the value is $14.4 billion, approximately 230 trillion rupiahs.
President Joko Widodo appreciated earlier steps taken by the ministry to create a model to determine the pond's benefits. The president explained that tilapia cultivation in Sukajadi was originally a shrimp pond that was no longer productive and converted into a modeling fish pond. The president is optimistic the budget given can make a significant contribution to driving the local economy and creating extensive job opportunities. Mount Ibu on Halmahera Island, North Maluku, Indonesia, experienced an eruption on Wednesday at 1:58 a.m. local time. The Indonesian Center for Volcanology and Geological Disaster Mitigation stated, "The mountain spewing ash nearly 2,000 meters above its peak. Based on reports on the Magma Indonesia page, the ash column was observed to be gray to black with thick intensity towards the east and southeast. The eruption was recorded on a seismograph with a maximum amplitude of 28 millimeters for 127 seconds. People around the mountain, including tourists, are advised not to conduct activities within a 2-kilometer radius and a sectoral extension of up to 3.5 kilometers toward the crater in the northern part of the active crater." Next, we have the resolution expected to be produced at the 10th World Water Forum will be a reference for policymakers in creating targeted regulations, said the chairperson of the Indonesian House of Representatives Interparliamentary Cooperation Agency, Fadli Zon. In a statement issued by the House on Tuesday, he noted that Parliament representatives from over 40 countries will attend the forum scheduled to be held in Bali from May 18 to the 25th, 2024. He said several urgent water crisis issues will be discussed at the forum. Fadli Zon hoped the forum could prevent water scarcity, especially in a world facing extreme climate change. He also hoped parliaments would play a role in the forum and create laws to monitor executive and budget operations related to access to clean water and sanitation. The last national news comes from the governments of Indonesia and Papua New Guinea held a joint ministerial commission meeting on Wednesday in Jayapura, Papua. Director of Information and Media of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Hartio Harkomoyo, during a press conference in Jayapura on Tuesday said, "The ministers from Indonesia and Papua New Guinea discussed the continuation of cooperative relations between the two countries at this annual meeting. Harkomoyo added, Papua New Guinea originally hosted this year's forum, but ultimately it is organized in Indonesia's Papua province. Now we move to the international news. North Korea's former propaganda chief credited with masterminding the personality cult surrounding the ruling Kim dynasty has died, the country's news agency KCNA said on Wednesday, as reported by AFP. Kim Ki-nam died on Tuesday due to old age and multiple organ dysfunction, having been treated at a hospital since 2022. Kim Jong-un visited the funeral hall early Wednesday morning, paid a silent tribute to the 94-year-old man, and bowed at his funeral bier. Kim Ki-nam is best known for having led North Korea's key department for propaganda. In the 1970s, he was in charge of Pyongyang's official mouthpiece, the Rodong Sinmun newspaper. Israel struck targets in the Gaza Strip on Wednesday after seizing the main border crossing with Egypt, as reported by AFP. Israeli tanks moved in Tuesday, capturing the crossing that has served as the main conduit for aid into the Palestinian territory. The push into the southern city, packed with displaced civilians, came as negotiators and mediators met in Cairo, Egypt, to try and hammer out a hostage release deal and truce in the seven-month war between Israel and Hamas. Despite the talks, witnesses and a local hospital reported Israeli strikes across the Gaza Strip overnight into Wednesday morning, including around Rafah. We end the news with two people were dead and 21 wounded after a man went on a stabbing spree at a hospital in southwest China on Tuesday, local officials said. As reported by AFP from a statement on the country's official WeChat account, a knife attack occurred at the Chengnan Hospital in Chenchong County. The wounded were being treated in a hospital. Local police said they caught the suspect on Tuesday afternoon, describing him as a 40-year-old man from a nearby village. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, today's commentary is titled Ahead of the 2024 World Water Forum. The 10th World Water Forum is just a few days away. The final international agenda in President Joko Widodo's administrations will be held from 18 to 25th May in Nusa Dua, Bali. Indonesia is indeed doing its best to host the 2024 World Water Forum, since it was established through the World Water Council General Assembly on March 19, 2022 in Dakar, Senegal. The best preparations for the international forum themed Water for Shared Prosperity have started to be done. Indonesia initiated several agendas for the 10th World Water Forum. One of them is encouraging the formations of a global water fund. As reported from Kompas.com on May 1st, the Director General of Public Works and Housing Infrastructure Financing at the Indonesian Ministry of Public Works and Housing, Heri Trisaputra Zuna, explained that the Global Water Fund is essential to respond to budget imbalances. The Global Water Fund is also considered important in accelerating the sixth goal achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, achieving access to clean water and sanitation for all by 2030. It is hoped that all participants will accept this proposal. As the host, Indonesia provides the best facilities for participants. For a successful event, the readiness of the security forces on duty is demonstrated. More than 5,700 personnel were deployed to provide security for the event. About 55 events have been prepared as site events. One of them is the traditional Balinese ritual, Melukat. As reported by Antara on Tuesday, 7th of May, Regional Secretary of Bali Province Dewa Made Indra explained during the press conference on Bali's preparations to host the 10th WWF on Tuesday that Melukat can be interpreted as an activity to purify oneself from inner impurities. The delegates were invited to experience the magic of the traditions of purifying themselves with consecrated and prayed water. The Bali provincial government has prepared several places in Melukat, such as Jati Lui and Taman Baginda Temple. As the first country in Southeast Asia to host the World Water Forum, Indonesia's preparations is clear evidence of the theme, Water for Shared Prosperity. Not only does it make the 10th World Water Forum an effective platform for discussing innovative ideas and agreeing on commitments for the sustainability of water resources, but it also becomes the best example for water governance. Hopefully, the 10th World Water Forum to be attended by 14 heads of states and 50,000 participants will produce concrete steps to tackle water scarcity in various places worldwide. Thus, Water for Shared Prosperity will soon be realized. That was commentary. Bye-bye.
We begin today in history with an event on May 8, 1948 about International Red Cross Day. International Red Cross Day was celebrated for the first time on May 8, 1948. This day is celebrated as a tribute to the services of the founder of the World Red Cross Movement, Henri Dunant, who was born on May 8, 1928. The commemoration aims to inspire, facilitate, and promote all humanitarian activities carried out by the International Committee of the Red Cross and its members of the national communities. The commemoration is also intended to appreciate the services of volunteers and staff who struggled to save the lives of many people. We move to the next event on May 8, 1993, when female labor activist Marsinah was found dead. Marsinah is an activist and factory worker in Sidoarjo, East Java, Indonesia, during the Suharto government. On May 4, 1993, Marsinah led a demonstration to increase wages at the factory where she worked. On May 5, 1993, Marsinah was kidnapped. After being declared missing for 3 days, she was found dead with signs of severe torture on May 8, 1993, in a forest at the Wilangan area, East Java. It is still unclear who committed the murder. In the same year, Marsinah received the Yap Tiam Hin Award, which recognizes people who have contributed to upholding human rights in Indonesia. We end today in history with the event on May 8, 2018 about Makobrimob tragedy. May 8, 2018, there was a hostage taking and murder at the Mobile Brigade Detention Center Command Office, or Makobrimob, Kelapa II, Depok, West Java. 6 people were killed, 5 policemen and terrorism inmate. 1 policeman was taken hostage and 4 others were injured. 156 inmates of terrorism cases held in Mobile Brigade Detention Center Command Office attacked the authorities, seized 30 weapons and ammunition. For 36 hours, they controlled Mobile Brigade Detention Center Command Office before being taken over again by the National Police. On April 21, 2021, the East Jakarta District Court sentenced 6 terrorist defendants who rioted at Makobrimob to death. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Memuka hatiku Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia highlights collaborating with French company, Indonesia strengthens electric vehicle ecosystem. Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources inaugurated a strategic cooperation with the French company Eramet Indonesia to strengthen electric vehicles towards energy transition in Indonesia. That was stated by the Indonesian Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Special Staff for Mineral and Coal Management Acceleration at the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Irwandi Arif, in Jakarta on Monday, after witnessing the signing. Irwandi said the ministry welcomed the cooperation with Eramet Indonesia. According to him, the electric vehicle is a focus of the Indonesian government in encouraging energy transition, and to realize it, cooperation with various sites is necessary. This includes a joint study on critical minerals, especially about lithium reserves that are yet to be developed in Indonesia. Irwandi said this move helps in understanding Indonesia's potential in the electric vehicle industry supply chain and developing the electric vehicle industry strategy in Indonesia. Meanwhile, the director of Eramet Indonesia, Bruno Forsyth, the enthusiasm for cooperation with Eramet Indonesia and the Geology Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources. He said Eramet is committed to supporting the Indonesian government's effort in becoming a global player responsible for encouraging the world's energy transition. On the same occasion, after witnessing the signing, Deputy Head of Economic Department at the Embassy of France in Indonesia, Pauline Leduc, also said Indonesia is an important partner for France and the partnership showed the tight relations between France and Indonesia. The partnership between the Geology Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources and Eramet Indonesia was an important step forward in Indonesia's journey as the main player in the global electric vehicle industry. In the future, the two sides will collaborate in playing an active role in sustainable electric vehicle growth in Indonesia. That's My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Andai aku bisa memutar waktu, aku tak ingin mengenalmu. Mengapa ada pertemuan itu yang membuat aku mencintai? Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, terus mengingatmu, memikirkanmu, semua tentang dirimu. Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, tak seperti kamu yang mampu tanpaku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Kalibiru, a tourism village in Kulon Progo, Yogyakarta. This tourism attraction, which is famous for its green landscape of mountains and Sermo Reservoir, is located in the Menoreh Hills, which has natural conditions that are still very beautiful and cool. Initially, Kalibiru was a protected forest that used to have a lot of illegal logging, making the forest barren and arid. In 2008, the forest in Kalibiru was officially managed by the community with the Community Forest Utilization Permit. In Kalibiru Village, visitors can also see the view from the available viewing post. There are several viewing posts in the form of tree houses and viewing towers that can be used to enjoy high views. In addition, tourists can enjoy beautiful views of Kalibiru Tourism Village, and it also provides several interesting tourism attractions, such as flying fox outbound and trekking routes. The beautiful panorama of the Kalibiru Tourism Village is due to its elevation of around 450 meters above sea level, so that when the weather is clear, visitors can see views of Mount Merapi, Sermo Reservoir, and the South Coast Range. The air is still clean and cool, which is also an option for visitors who want to relax from their busy daily life. Listener, Kalibiru Tourism Village is also developing in the culinary and cultural fields managed by the village community and Tourism Village Management. The management involves residents, community leaders, youth, and people who care about the village. To visit the Kalibiru Natural Tourism location, from Yogyakarta City, heading west about 34 kilometers with about an hour. Next, when heading to the location, you can drive in the direction of Wates Yogyakarta Road, Purworejo Yogyakarta Street. Well, listeners, that ends Indonesian Wonder for today from Voice of Indonesia.
Melepaskan dirinya. pulau setengahku bersamanya. Ku yakin kita kan terbiasa.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Pulau Sangalaki. Di Pulau Sangalaki,
which means on Sangalaki Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to conversations entitled
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy. The conversations took place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and the conversations officers on Sangalaki Island. Brau Regency is Kalimantan province. Chris tells us that he has never held a turtle before. Let's listen to their conversations.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly, and you can repeat it after me.
Waktu kecil,
which means childhood.
Saya,
which means I.
Hanya,
which means only.
Bisa bermain,
which means can play.
Dengan,
which means with.
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy.
Dari plastik,
which means from plastic.
Waktu kecil saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle.
Pulau Sangalaki. Pulau Sangalaki,
which means Sangalaki Island.
Terkenal, terkenal,
which means famous.
Sebagai, sebagai,
which means as.
Tempat konservasi, tempat konservasi,
which means conservation site.
Penyu, penyu,
which means turtle.
Pengunjung, pengunjung,
which means visitor.
Anak-anak, anak-anak,
which means children.
Berinteraksi, berinteraksi,
which means to interact.
Tukik, tukik,
which means hatchlings.
Anak penyu, anak penyu,
which means turtle hatchlings.
Seru, seru,
which means fun. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle. In this statement, the word
penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
means a toy that resembles a turtle or simply a turtle toy. In Indonesian, to express the meaning of a toy that resembles or imitates a certain object, the word that expresses the object is repeated and given the suffix "an". For example,
mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means a car toy or a toy that resembles a car. Now let's listen to the other examples, the words that mean imitations of object in other sentences.
Mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means car replicas or car toy.
Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan. Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan.
Which means children like to play with a car toy.
Rumah-rumahan, rumah-rumahan,
which means toy's house.
Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya. Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya.
Which means mom bought the toy's house for her daughter. Sangalaki Island is located in Berau Regency, East Kalimantan Province. The 280-hectare island is home to hawkbills and green turtle conservations. The island is a habitat for hawkbill and green turtles because these turtle species favor sandy beaches as nesting sites that are free from sound and light sources and human presence. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Listeners, that was this week's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toys. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attentions.
Sampai jumpa.
tenggelam jiwaku dalam angan tersesat hilang dan tak tahu arah ku terjebak masa lalu yang kelam tak kulihat lagi cahaya cinta dan kamu hadir coba bawa bahagia ketika ku masih mati rasa karena
of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.